Welcome into Scoops with Danny Mac on Fox 2. I'm Dan McLaughlin. Tonight we'll take a look at the top plays of the season for the Cardinals thus far, and there's some special nights coming up at the ballpark in the second half that you may not know about but certainly will want to be a part of. We'll tell you about that, and we'll dive into the MLB draft. It is finished up, and we'll take a look at the recent picks of the Cardinals 2021 draft with St. Louis assistant GM Randy Flores. The final segment of the show, I'll visit with my buddy Jim Hayes, who is celebrating 20 years on Cardinals television. The Cardinals have an off day tomorrow, and then they'll continue their road trip in Cleveland. Next weekend, the Cardinals will play host to the Minnesota Twins at Busch Stadium, and part of the weekend will include the Ted Simmons statue dedication. The Cardinals are planning a lot in the second half for fans, and that includes a special night to honor hometown hero David Freese. Now, the Cardinals are planning a lot in the second half for fans at Busch Stadium, and that includes a special night. Let's welcome him back to honor the hometown hero, David Freese.
Freese hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
August 17th, it's a Tuesday night. It's our official welcome back to David Freese. So it's Budweiser Bash. It's a theme ticketed event. I know his VIP bobblehead is sold out, but there's other opportunities to buy tickets on that night. We have plenty of tickets Tuesday night, opportunity to get an affordable ticket at Busch Stadium and come and welcome back our hometown hero. It's his night. It's David Freese night. Tuesday night, August 17th. Fans are going to want to be here. They're going to want to be in their seat as David throws out the first pitch that evening.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Fans are going to get some information coming soon about our 2011 reunion, but a little bit of information in advance. It's going to be Saturday evening, September 18th. We're going to play the San Diego Padres that weekend, which will be a great series against a really good team. And that night is going to feel a lot like opening day. We'll have the four-truck parade around the warning track with more than 25 guys from the 2011 team, including David Freese and Chris Carpenter and Lance Berkman and Jason Mott and Alan Craig and Matt Holliday, a lot of the heroes that everyone loved from that 2011 team will be here on Saturday, September 18th. A Hall of Fame weekend, the weekend of August 20th, we'll induct our Cardinals Hall of Famers on Saturday, August 21st. Obviously, we missed in 2020, so we're going to induct our 20 inductees, John Tudor, Tommy Herr, and Bill White on Saturday the 21st, along with our new inductee for 2021, Keith Hernandez. So this is going to be an exciting Saturday, to say the least. But also that weekend, we're finally going to have the opportunity, now that we're at full capacity, to honor two of the greatest players in the history of baseball, Lou Brock and Bob Gibson. And we'll honor Lou and have his family present for a ceremony on Friday, August 20th. And then we'll do the same with for Bob Gibson on Sunday, August 22nd. So fans are really going to want to be here the weekend of August 20th, all three games to celebrate the tradition that's Cardinals baseball.
Now, those are just some of the key moments for fans in the second half at Busch Stadium. Now, at times this season, it's been up and down on the field in terms of wins and losses. But there's been some great moments along the way. Let's take a look at the top plays of 2021 so far.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back for opening day in St. Louis.
Fly ball, left center. He got it! Oh, what a catch by Dylan Carlson! Fist pump from Waino. Arenado, a drive, deep left, at the wall! Welcome to St. Louis, Nolan! An opening day home run! Relay to the plate, a strike to Yachty, the tag is there, you bet! Arenado racing after it. Oh, he got it! Oh, what a play! Nolan being Nolan. DeJong cranks one at the wall. Grand slam! O'Neill back. He caught it! Tyler O'Neill with the catch up against the wall, and the Cardinals win it! Catch made. Throw to the plate. Goodbye! 2-0 is hit into the gap in right center. Lars Nootbaar, his first ever big league hit. It's going to be a triple.
Yadier has now caught in his 2,000th game for the St. Louis Cardinals.
And Molina hits it down the left field line. It is gone! Swing and a miss and a strikeout for Kim, and that's 8 tonight. Arenado steps on the bag, across the diamond, double play! Bitter hammers it, out to left, grabs Leva! Arenado at the wall, and we're tied! Diving catch, Tommy Edmond! All over the diamond in 2021. O'Neill. Adios! Goodbye! First pitch is hammered. Out to deep left. Gone! Two-run blast for Goldie. Line caught again. Sosa. His second diving catch. What a play. The 2-2. Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Right hook to the chin. Ends it with a strikeout to finish off the Pirates. A strikeout, and he strikes out the side, and he shuts down the Atlanta Braves today. That is hammered. He knew it. Have a day, Tommy Edmond. It's at the wall. Gone! Goldie wins it. Molina pulls it fair. Back-to-back games. The Cardinals walk it off. It's a sweep of the Marlins. Deep left. Carlson. He got it. Dylan Carlson with the catch. The Cardinals win a wild one.
Those are the Cardinals' top plays of the year. Up next, let's take a look at the stars of tomorrow. A visit with Randy Flores, who ran the Cardinals' draft, is next on Fox 2.
Scoops with Danny Mac is brought to you by Schnucks, Lou Fuse, Triad Bank, and Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert.
Welcome back to the show on Fox 2. Here's a look at the recent Cardinals draft just completed. 21 selections for St. Louis, and the top five included college pitcher Michael McGreevy from UC Santa Barbara, high school outfielder Joshua Baez, Arizona outfielder Ryan Holgate, and college pitchers Austin Love and Zane Mills with the Cardinals' top five picks. Now let's bring in the man who made those picks, and that's former Cardinals reliever Randy Flores, who runs the draft and serves as the assistant GM for St. Louis. Randy, first of all, great to see you. You're done with the draft, so how do you think it went?
Outstanding. I think the standard answer is we will see in a few years. But that being said, it was an effort I'm proud of our group for.
Well, let's jump into it. Tell me about your number one pick, a college pitcher.
You know, Michael McGreevy out of UC Santa Barbara is kind of a central casting, 6'4", a strike thrower, someone whose better days are ahead. And what I mean by that is physically, he has more in the tank. His velocity reaches up to 96, but we believe that he will be at the upper bands of that in time. And really someone who takes pride in throwing the ball over the plate, which was extremely intriguing to us.
In terms of the draft as a whole, Randy, where do you focus on? Is it more position players, pitchers? How would you describe it?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, right? Because the draft being 20 rounds long, you can kind of splice that up. And in aggregate, it looks like we went pitching heavy. But inside of our first 70 picks, right, through our Comp B, it was two power picks, a collegiate player in Holgate, and in Baez, the high school ranks, blended with McGreevy. That being said, from the third round on or so, we really did take a pivot where in typical draft rooms, players get a little bit more closer together in evaluations the further away you get from the first round. And so what we decided to do as we were looking at some players in similar buckets is that it landed on pitchers most of the time, the second half of day two.
How difficult was it to scout players during COVID? So there were different restrictions all over the country. Did it hinder what you were trying to do just to be able to see some of the players?
You know what, it was something that we worked through intentionally all the way to last year, you know, when the season was cut off. And so, you know, we wound up having a draft last year after only 1 month of in-person scouting. And so a credit to our staff and our analysts and our boots on ground scouts, you know, they adapted. And so I think the easy answer is to say yes, it was more difficult to scout this year because of some of the restrictions in headcount afforded in certain areas, or the health and wellness precautions that we took to make sure that we had the safety of our employees and scouts first and foremost. But that being said, we adapted well, I believe. And I think that when we look back at the effort of this group, it's something that we can be proud of.
Now, speaking of being proud, how much fun is it when you see a Lars Newt Barr, you drafted him, or Tommy Edmond, Dylan Carlson, make it to the big leagues, not only come up, but make an impact? How much fun is that for you?
It really is. And you get an appreciation of the teamwork that goes involved. You know, I always go back and use an example of my playing days, where as a player, you know, you're focused on yourself. You're focused on your task at hand, what you have to do in that moment to make a pitch or to hit a baseball, and you block out everything else. In this role, in the front office, you're acutely aware of the teamwork that goes into it, you know, both on the drafting side and the evaluation side, on the minor league and player development side, on the performance side, on all the touch points, if they have any health issues, all the coaching instruction they get, the clubhouse assistance. It really is a team effort. And so when you see a player who, you know, our first touch point with them was as a drafted player, turn into a big leaguer and one who has an impact to help us win games, you appreciate all the people who work their lives for that to happen.
You have pressure in trying to find the next great player. You had pressure in Game 7 on the mound, 2006 NLCS. So which one is more pressure-packed for you?
Wow. Yeah, they are remarkably similar. I think that's the fun thing about this role, is that especially in the draft, is because there is a clock. You know, baseball operations can be a bit of a hamster wheel. There's just nonstop. The calendar never ends. But when it comes to the draft, there is a clock. There is a deadline. You have minutes to make a pick, and a year's worth of work or more culminates into a few days. And the pace of that is exhilarating. That pace of that requires teamwork, and that pace, requires an ability to block out, I guess, the stress and make the best pick that you can, just like it used to be to make the best pitch you can.
How much fun is it for you to watch your former teammates, Yadi and Waino, still doing what they're doing here in 2021?
It's unreal. It's absolutely unreal. I was just remarking that yesterday in talking with our first-round draft pick who we brought into St. Louis to sign, and I was just in awe of watching what they do at the level that they do. And the way they go about it is something that I think we will say someday, I was here watching them play.
Finally, seeing Scott Rolen, Jimmy Edmonds, Izzy go into the Cardinals Hall of Fame, very good friends of yours. What does that mean to you?
You know what? I think what I'm impressed with on those guys is that, look, they're in the Hall of Fame because of how they performed, and they performed at an elite level. But being in a locker room with them, you see that it doesn't always go that way. And seeing how they handled adversity, seeing how they handled slumps, seeing how they handled, you know, the fans when they weren't performing well, or seeing how they handled injuries, how Izzy was a mentor to Adam Wainwright his rookie year. Those are the things that I think make them impressive, and I'm glad that they were rewarded with that red coat.
Thanks, Randy.
All right, great to see you.
Coming up, a visit with Jim Hayes, and that's next on Fox 2.
Scoops with Danny Mac is brought to you by Blue Tail Medical Group, On the Run, Delta Dental, Hair Saloon for Men, and Lordo's Diamonds.
Welcome back to Scoops with Danny Mac on Fox 2. For 20 years, Jim Hayes has been a part of Cardinals TV. And that is an incredible run and a major milestone. And he's done it with class, always informative, always with a great sense of humor. He's become a part of the great tradition that is Cardinals baseball. So I thought, well, Jimmy just hit 20 years. I got to get him on the show. Let's welcome in my great friend, Jim Hayes. Jimmy, congrats on 20. What has it been like for you, this run of two decades?
It's been unbelievable. I'm a guy from New York, came here actually from Philadelphia, then Kansas City, and Cardinal fans have embraced me from day one. And I always say I'm a St. Louisan because my son Tyler was born here and because people have treated me so well from day one. I know sometimes with folks from out of town, there's a getting to know you period, but Cardinal fans have been great to me, and I'll never forget that.
20 years, an amazing run. So what's the best part of your job?
Because it's kind of different every day. And it's certainly a different job during the pandemic now. I'm glad we're playing baseball, but I'm getting tired of the Zoom stuff. Like, my thing is you want to get to know players, and that means you got to be in the clubhouse and bother them a little bit and have them give you some grief. But we're navigating it. But the fun part is getting to know players. You know, as you know, Danny, we've had some great guys here, and it's been a lot of fun getting to know them and covering a team, quite frankly, that's been really, really successful. That's pretty good, too.
Now, you've taken your role to another level, which you're such an important part of the broadcast. You're part of the family of the Cardinals. So when I say that, does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it humbles me. And in a sense, I think back to my dad, who used to say, you know, the main thing is show up on time. Showing up is half the battle. That's why I like to look at it. I'm not great at my job, but I show up on time and I'm always there ready to work. So
we've talked privately a lot about your dad, and not many know that he has an entertainment background. It's really cool. So tell fans what he did.
So, I mean, he was a boy singer early in his career. He has a gold record, and he was a crooner. So when crooning went by the wayside because of rock and roll, he had to find other ways to use his talents. He's the most talented guy I've ever known. So he ended up hosting game shows, and he ended up being a talk radio host for years, and he was able to just reinvent himself. So, you know, he always gave me good advice. You know, I miss him to this day, but he was such a talented guy. I always say how when I have to do a show and everything, you know, I get a little nervous. I'm going over notes. My dad would, like, host big network shows, and he would just pop in a couple minutes before, flawless. You know, that's something I don't have, but, you know, he passed along a lot of good traits.
What do you think he would say to you about being a part of the Cardinals family and the Cardinals broadcast?
He'd be really proud of me, and even the other kids in my family would say this. I don't know why, but my dad was always proud of me. So, like, I could bring home a C, and he'd pat me on the back and say, good job, son. My siblings, my brother and my sisters, they would say, you know, not so great, but Dad always praises you. He would be really, really proud, and holding on to a job for a long time, too.
You've interviewed everybody, so who's your favorite interview?
You know, that's one of the great things about this job, because there's been a lot of memorable ones. Like, I think about Ric Flair. I don't know why, but I wanted him to chop me down in the dugout live on the pregame show, and he did it. And it hurt. And in regional cable journalism, you can't show pain. You know, you got to finish the segment and get through it. That was great. Who else was it? Larry King, mostly because he knew who my dad was. And he's an awesome guy, was an awesome guy. And I think the most challenging and scariest was Brian Wilson. Remember the beard, San Francisco? Well, you know, it's one of those things, Danny, and you've done my job probably better. But you're doing the post-game interview, and back then we would do the opposing team if they won. So you're out there trying to get somebody, right? You got a slot to fill. And he had closed out the game, and their PR had said, yeah, you don't want to talk to him. He's not that great. And there he was, and I was like, I'm going to give it a shot. And you know how he had that persona, that character, the growling, gruff, the beard guy? So I did, I would say, maybe a 12-second interview with him. But you could, it was good because you could actually see the persona come out. The other one, too, was when Sota Gucci was here, Jim Edmonds, our colleague now, who'd have thunk it back then, said, when So does something good, put him on the post-game interview. I can translate. I'm really good with him. I'll be the go-between, I promise. And I was like, okay. And so, you know, had a homer and a single, and I was like, So, you want to do the post-game interview? Jim Edmonds is going to help. He had no idea really what I was saying, but he's nodding, and he's a polite guy. And then here comes Edmonds. I'm like, Jimmy, I'm doing the Sota Gucci thing now. Come here. And he ran right by. And in my ear, I hear, okay, 3, 2, 1. And we taped an interview with a guy who didn't speak English.
Well, I'm curious about your favorite athlete or favorite Cardinal to cover over these 20 years. Who would that be?
It's hard because, and you know this, Danny, there's been so many really good guys, and I hate to leave some off. I really got a big respect for Matt Holliday. I know you do too. He's been one of the great guys. I think of like guys like Skip Schumacher, Matt Adams. I mean, there's been a ton of them. John Jay, you know, guys that you kind of I always say I like to be work friends with the guys. Lance Lynn was another one. You still stay in touch with a text here and there. But there were so many. Like I said, I don't want to leave them out. But that's one of the great things about this job and about the Cardinals organization. They've had a lot of great people as players, and I got to know them.
And finally, how about this year's team? Who do you like to cover on the 2021 Cardinals?
I got to say, of all the – and there's a bunch of them that I like all these guys. It's a great team. The Zoom creates a little bit of a barrier. Danny, you know how I work. I like to go down there and just kind of get in the mix a little bit in the clubhouse. We can't do that now. I would say the most intriguing guy to me is Paul DeJong, because every time I interview him, I say, what are you into now? And he's into something complex. You know, he's a really intelligent guy. And then he explains it to me, because I'm not the brightest guy in the room. And I always learn something from him, but I'm always intrigued with what he's into next.
Here's to another 20 more, Jimmy. Congratulations.
Danny, I appreciate you having me on.
For Jim Hayes, Randy Flores, and Joe Pfeiffer of the Cardinals, I'm Dan McLaughlin, and we'll see you next week on Fox 2 in Scoops with Danny Mac.